You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua talks about the creation process, the fact that we are always creating. In every moment, we're always creating something, and we are always creating what we want. However, what we want really is what we truly want. That comes from our soul's perspective or our inner self's perspective, the higher, wiser, broader version of us that lives in the non-physical and knows everything that we wanted to experience in this life. We're always being guided towards that. That's what we truly want. But we tend to focus on what we think we want. Those are these things that are based in lack. I lack money, therefore I want money. I lack security, therefore I want some kind of security. I lack relationship, therefore I want relationship. All these things based in lack, you can manifest them, but you won't get the feeling that you thought you'd get. So if we can realize how the system works and that we are on a journey of self-discovery, well, we can live more effective lives. And Joshua explains this pretty clearly in this episode. If you would help us out, we'd appreciate it if you could leave a review for this podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. That's very important. Of course, follow it and like it and subscribe and all that stuff too. And leave your comments. We'd love to hear what you think. We have a private Facebook group. It's called the Friends of Joshua. Love for you to join that. And if you want to join the next boot camp, it's happening really quickly. Probably by the time this is released, we're going to be starting on November 9th. There's still time. In fact, if you call within that first week, there's no problem. And once you're in the bootcamp, you're in for life. So it doesn't matter when you join because you'll always have other bootcamps to join in. And really, it is a longer process than just the 8 weeks. But I'll explain all of that to you. And to get a conversation with me, just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. So enjoy the show and we'll see you later. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Welcome, Joshua.
We're
so thrilled to be here. This is a new reality, unlike any you've ever experienced before. In this new reality, your shit's quickly moving from this old perception of yourself as a victim to circumstances outside of yourself to a brand new reality. And that brand new reality is one where you're the creator, where you've created it all from the beginning to the end. There's never been a lack of creation. There's never been a pause in your creation whatsoever. You've always been creating. Sometimes you perceive yourself not to be creating, and that is just an illusion. You might not think you're getting what you think you need to get. That's an illusion. You might think that you have to do things differently in order to get what you need to get. That's an illusion. The fact is, you're the creator. Now, from your limited perspective, you say, I create this and I want to create that. And I created this thing over here and that was really good. I created that thing and that's really good. And then that thing happened to me and that thing that happened to me was bad. So I probably didn't create that and I wish I didn't create that. And those things shouldn't happen. I really don't want the bad things to happen. I only want the good things to happen. And this is coming from this perception that you're still a victim, that you're still thinking bad things could happen to you. But this is not true. The fact is, from your soul level, from your higher purpose level, from your who you truly are, from your inner self level, your inner self is always guiding you to these experiences. And that perspective always knows that everything is working out right, that there is no wrong, that it's actually happening at the perfect timing in the perfect way. You're either going with the flow of this, using your what you know to say, well, things are happening for me and I can't really see how it's happening for me now, but I'm going to imagine that it is happening for me. I'm going to say, okay, well, maybe it's happening for this reason or that reason. And in that, you're looking at it from the higher perspective of your inner self. You're perfectly in alignment. You'll get back into alignment quicker. It is the way to do it. However, if you are constantly seeking improvement from a limited perspective, focusing on what's wrong, what's not working, that bad things are happening to you, you're just resisting the absolute perfection of the system. So what do you do? We say, go with the flow, be as happy as you can, have as much fun as you can, look towards whatever is interesting to you, look towards whatever fascinating to you, look towards what you prefer, what you're passionate about, look towards love, look towards embracing the idea of yourself as more powerful, more complete, more knowledgeable, and more perfect than you could ever think yourself to be. Look towards joy. Look towards love. Look towards peace. Look towards prosperity. Look towards abundance. Look towards exhilaration. Look towards the positive aspects. Always see the good. Always see the good. Move in the direction of what feels good. As you're moving, always, always, always into what feels better, you will notice what doesn't feel good. And this is the key. Noticing now what doesn't feel good, well, you can say, hold on. That's actually not bad. It's just that I have a little limiting belief around that. Okay. That's not bad or wrong. It's just there's a little fear there. Well, what's the fear? Oh, the fear is that this person or this event or this decision is going to somehow impact me. And for a moment in time, I'm perceiving myself as the little tiny victim, not the creator of my reality. That's what you're doing. You're either perceiving yourself as the creator, which is the truth, or as the victim, which is the lie. The victim has no power. The victim's not bad or wrong. The victim is just not expressing love. The victim is mired in a little bit more fear. The creator is simply expressing love, going on a journey of self-discovery, expressing love, expressing acceptance, pursuing happiness, pursuing joy, pursuing interesting things. What a much more empowering way to live life. Moving towards who you truly are. Of course, there's a little fear in there, the fear that you're not the creator of your reality, the fear that you could possibly be the victim, the fear that you might do something wrong, the fear that you might make a mistake, the fear that you might get yourself in trouble, the fear of fear, fear. Every time you push past that fear, guess what happens? You move to another level. You move to more confidence, more freedom, more joy. Moving through fear to do what you're inspired to do brings joy, brings excitement, brings confidence, brings exhilaration, brings you closer and closer and closer to the authentic version of you, which is love. Therefore, moving through fear brings clarity, and clarity is what you truly want. Clarity will allow you to realize who you truly are. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes, Reshna.
So I had really good eyesight in both eyes for my whole life. And I'm 45 years old now. Up till 2 years ago, it was perfect. Then one day I was talking to my mother. I showed her a piece of paper. I brought it too close to her face, and she said she can't see, it's too blurry. And it affected me, and I kind of felt sad for her. And then just a few months later, even my eyesight started to become slightly blurry and has stayed that way since then. And to me, it doesn't make sense because I had perfect eyesight, and I feel like out of commiseration or sympathy for my mother, I have taken on that aspect, and is my thinking in the right direction?
No, you're just noticing something now that you didn't notice before. That's all. It's just coming into your awareness. So whenever you notice something, maybe you notice something good that happens to someone, and maybe you notice that that happens to you as well. Maybe a new idea comes, and maybe that idea comes to you as well. Maybe you are seeing other people and they see numbers in alignment, 111, 222, 333, 444. And then you start noticing that as well. Maybe it's just your perception of reality now has something in it that allows it to see what was always there, to notice what was always there. So as you're moving along on your journey of self-discovery, you're going to notice that the one thing that's constant is change. You have changed every moment. You've changed every day. You are not the person you were when you were 2 or 4 or 10 or 20 or what have you. You have changed. And you want the change because in the changing, you see things from a new perspective. So if you were always 30-year-old, always perfect health, always had the same mindset, always had the same body, always had everything the same, there'd be no room for growth. The mechanism of physical reality with the time and space aspects of it lets you move from one place to another place to another place to another place. Sometimes it seems like it's gradual over time. Sometimes things happen quickly and you'll notice a difference from one day to the next. And all of this change is done for one purpose, to help you get to new perspectives in every moment. Because in the gaining of new perspectives in every moment, you are ready for something new, ready for a new desire, ready for a new manifestation event, ready for a new perspective, ready for a new belief system. And so if you could imagine that if nothing changed in physical reality, there would be no possibility to birth desires or to move along a journey of self-discovery because there is no change. There's nothing moving you. And so let's say a hurricane comes through and the hurricane changes everything up. It changes it up for the people that it's in the path, for the people that think it could come into their way, for the people who might clean up aftermath, all this different change for all these different people so that they can come on a journey of self-discovery if they choose to. They can go through these manifestation events and come to a higher perspective if they choose to. And that's all that is. Now, this is for you. It's all for you. So why would perfect vision be preferable to slightly blurry vision, or why would slightly blurry vision be preferable to perfect vision?
Well, it causes discomfort in the eyes.
It does not cause discomfort in the eyes. It causes discomfort emotionally, possibly for you, but the eyes do not care. The eyes are not judging what they're seeing. You judge your eyesight as good or bad. You say perfect eyesight is good and less than perfect eyesight is bad. Why do you choose to do this? Does it make you happy?
Yeah.
It makes you happy to complain about your eyesight?
I didn't mean it that way. It's just, it was so much smoother. Like, it was just, every day was smoother with perfect eyesight. Like now when I look at my-
It seems smoother, but actually what's happening is because when you had perfect eyesight, you could perfectly see all the stuff you didn't want to see. You could perfectly see all the imperfections. You noticed all the imperfections. You were focused on all the imperfections that caused you some grief, some angst, some suffering. And now, as you get older and wiser and clearer on who you are and how this whole system works, you need to see the imperfections less. You can gloss over it. Would you like to see your face close up in a mirror with perfect lighting and perfect vision? Or how about subtle lighting and subtle vision? Of course. So there's always positive aspects to all these things, but essentially the condition is neither positive or negative, it's neutral. And you get to choose from which perspective you want to see anything. If you can see the higher perspective, the positive aspects of any situation, you will maintain a state of alignment. In alignment, you'll be guided or inspired to everything you need. Now, if you do not need perfect eyesight to live the life you're living, then you do not want perfect eyesight. You want the eyesight that you have because it is perfect for what you're living and what you're exploring. You do not want anything different than what is, if what is perfect for your journey. If you can get happy with what is, knowing that everything in what is perfect for your journey, then you can turn around and focus on what it is you prefer, what it is you like, what it is you're passionate about, what it is that you love, and move towards that, and then everything you need will come to you through the universe and the law of attraction. That's how the system works. Abundance is, the law of attraction is receiving everything you need to do what you need to do to explore reality however you need to explore it. And it's always perfect. So you look at something like this and say, well, I really liked my perfect eyesight and I'm mad that I don't have perfect eyesight or anything else in your life, you see, you're just choosing a limited perspective and you are suffering needlessly. Now, if you say, actually, I can put my reading glasses on and read whatever I want to read. I could get my eyes fixed possibly or get contacts or something else if I wanted to. But do I really need to? No, I'm not a jet fighter pilot. I don't really have to have that perfect vision. There's times when I like it, but there's times when it's not necessary. So why don't I just go with what is? And then in that acceptance of what is, I'll be inspired. Maybe I'll be inspired to activities or information that could enhance the eyesight, but only if that was needed. And so I'm not worried about all these peripheral things on my outside reality. I'm only worried, not even worried, I'm only concerned, not even concerned, I'm only interested in that which I'm interested in. Nothing is wrong. Everything is right. If you can embrace this idea, then you will go along this journey to discover who you are, which is the creator of your eyesight, the creator of your reality, the creator of your bank account, the creator of your relationships, the creator of your spiritual journey, the creator of all of it. That's who you are. That's what you're learning. You're on your way there right now. So go with the flow of what is happening and never question it in a derogatory way, because that is claiming that you're a victim and not the creator of your reality. From the higher perspective, who you are, your inner self, source itself, you can't make any mistakes. From the limited perspective, you see these things as problems. They're not problems to solve. They are experiences to go through and conditions to work through and possibly manifestation events or obstacles to move through to a new level of awareness and acceptance. Acceptance here is the key. Accept it. Don't try and fight it. Don't try and control it. Don't try and fix it, because it's not a problem. If it needs to be altered, then you will alter it when you are inspired. And if it doesn't need to be altered, you will not be inspired.
So I did not mimic my mother.
You just brought it to a place of awareness and possibly to a understanding of it. So let's say this. Let's say that the eyesight was gradually changing anyway, and there was a benefit to you knowing that there was a change. And so the universe lined you up with your mother, and you had that event. And that caused a shift in your beliefs, where now you notice the change that you had not noticed before. And there was a benefit to noticing the change. And that benefit possibly could have been just to ask this question. This question that will go on to help others with the same sort of ideas about certain conditions they think are degrading. It's not a degradation of the condition. It's actually just an evolution of that eyesight.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next? Jump on in.
I had a really funny kind of experience yesterday. Someone was, without getting into details, was kind of hurling an accusation at me. And they, and during the course of the conversation, they kind of emphatically said, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. And it was fun for me because I remember thinking, yeah, you created it, you know, and it was just kind of a, and not in a, well, in a, it wasn't a positive way because everything's for us, but you know, in that kind of way, it was an interesting example to see that in someone else. You know, sometimes we see, I knew that would happen, a good, you know, we perceive it to be good, but in this case, it was something else. And I just thought it was fun to play with that.
A little bit of momentum, a little bit of fear coming to the forefront so that the person could have the manifestation event that they needed to have. And they were trying to avoid the manifestation event or avoid the obstacle. But if the obstacle or the manifestation event is necessary for their growth, for their coming to an awareness of who they are, then it is a good thing and it must happen. And you played a part in that. And there's no reason ever to be upset with yourself or the situation by playing a part in someone else's manifestation event. You might say, oh, I wish I wasn't such a bad person or so inconsiderate of someone else's feelings. And I wish I hadn't have said that or played this part in that, but this is actually for their benefit. And if it happened, it happened for a perfect reason. Manifestation events and negative emotion are not something that you need to avoid. In fact, by avoiding them, you're certainly missing the benefit that is necessary to move you in a vibrational level from where you are now to where you wish you were, or where you intended to be, or where you will be to become a vibrational match to what you want. The thing is that you tend to resist that change or argue for your limitations. When you're arguing for your limitations, you would say, that person was wrong for saying that thing or doing that thing or being that way. I wish they were different than they are. I wish I could have this thing be better than it is. And this wishing thing, this idea that you should control or hope that someone's different than they are so that you don't bump up against your manifestation events or your negative emotion or your fear, is asking the universe to keep you safe and stuck in a place that does not need to be safe and should not ever be stuck. It's just not understanding how the system works. So in a nutshell, the system works as such. You come into physical reality with the intention to discover who you are, to awaken to the realization that you are the creator of your reality. Every single person that comes into your life, every single event that happens in your life, every single situation that is created by you to go on that journey of self-discovery and eventually awaken. If you're not on that journey, if you are spending time exploring who you are not, then the universe will place manifestation events and obstacles in your way so that you can come to another belief system about who you are and maintain this journey of self-discovery as you intended. If you are resisting or holding on to your limitations or kicking and screaming, not going where you intended to go, where your inner self is guiding you always, well, then manifestation events come along to show you that you're not living life as you intended. They will be emotionally painful. They will be absolutely signs that your approach to life is ineffective. They will be highly emotionally devastating. And they will shift your awareness one way or the other. Now, you can either go with the flow of the shift of awareness, or you can continue to doubt who you are. And that's what it is. If you were on a path of self-discovery and you saw yourself as more loving, more generous, more compassionate, more peaceful, more calm, moving along, guiding your way easily through these events, focusing not on fixing problems or healing old wounds or setting up boundaries or protecting yourself in any way, but simply moving towards a better understanding of who you are, then the manifestation events will be just gentle little reminders, very mild. But if you're off in complete fear, in complete confusion, trying to make something happen, trying to prove your worthiness or control the conditions to feel safe and secure, well, you're going to encounter very, very, very intense manifestation events, and you're going to feel intense negative emotion because it correlates with the intensity of the fear that you're feeling. The fear that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy enough, that you're not capable of discovering who you are or being happy or being at ease or being secure. The more fear you're in or those around you that are in, the more you'll see they go through manifestation events over and over and over again, many times the same ones, just trying to wake them up, Wake them up to the possibility that there is another approach to life. As soon as you start that new approach to life, as soon as you see yourself from a higher perspective today than you did yesterday, as soon as you say to yourself, this event is for me, it's not happening to me. As soon as you're looking through the higher perspective and seeking joy, seeking your passions and interests, expressing your love more and more and more, then you're on a journey of self-discovery, and the manifestation events do not need to be so intense, nor do the associated negative emotion. And then you'll get to a point where you're in alignment and you're receptive to inspiration. And the inspiration will come in and you will say, no, I can't do that. No, I'm not capable of that. No, I'm going to do that tomorrow. No, I'm going to do that the next day. Blah, 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 blah. Resisting, resisting, resisting the inspiration. And then you'll get some more manifestation events until you go along on some of those inspired ideas. So the more you're going along on inspired ideas, the less you're resisting, the more time you're in alignment, the less time you're in fear, the more you're ascending, 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 ascending to higher and higher vibrational levels until you get to this place where at one point you remember that you are source, that you are the creator of your reality, that you can have, be, and do anything. And at that point, you stop trying to prove your worthiness. You stop trying to fill holes in your life. You stop trying to make things better and better and better for yourself. You start to think about the whole, the all that is, the others, the higher ideas, the something bigger than you can work for, that you can love for, that you can play for, that you can get interested in. And when you do that, when you take your attention away from what you need to what you can give, you move rapidly to a new plane of existence, a plane that's in harmony with the earth, with the universe, with all the laws of the universe, with all that is, and you start to be highly effective in everything you do. And you move to new levels of awareness and new levels of awareness and see things from an even higher level. And you get out. You get out of the matrix of physical reality. And you start becoming something special, something extraordinary, something elegant. You start becoming a channel bringing in the flow of love straight through you. Whatever your talents and attributes and interests are, you're just bringing in pure love from the non-physical to the physical, and you are seeding the consciousness of all that is with love direct from the non-physical, the source of all love flowing through you without a concern about what it means to you or without holding on to limitations or succumbing to fear. You are just clearly and effortlessly and elegantly channeling love from the non-physical to the physical. And when you do this, the joy that you'll feel, the satisfaction that you feel, the intensity of love pouring through you and over you, the security of knowing that you are nothing but a conduit of love. Well, there's no higher feeling in non-physical. And this is where you're all heading. This is where you intended to go. This is why you're here now, whether you're on this call now or listening to a later date. You came here to hear these messages of love because you are a being of love. You came here to reduce your limitations so that you can freely and effortlessly bring forth love for the non-physical to the physical plane, in service of all. And when you're flowing love in service of all, everything you need to do that comes to you. This is how the law of attraction works. This is the fundamental system of physical reality and non-physical reality. When you are focused in love, love comes through you. And that's what you want.
That's beautiful. That's really cool to know that's where we're heading. And I found myself thinking, okay, I'm the creator of my reality. how is this for me? And the best answer I could come up with was it was a way for me to practice being in alignment in the face of someone's discomfort being aimed at me. Now, there was at times some resentment that would come up with that, that I had to be aware of and go, okay, how do I see this as a, as we're playing a role, and how is this for me? You know, how do I move to love in this situation? And that is still a bit of a challenge because.
And what you were doing was processing that old fear, that old version of you that is based in fear that you're moving away from. You are moving towards a new version of you. And you have to process these limiting beliefs in order to make it your way. Now, certainly you're going to react and judge and feel the disconnection between your inner self and you, feel the disagreement. Feel the out of aligned place and notice it. And those of you who are in these teachings, interested in these teachings, are highly sensitive. And so you will feel it. Your first reaction is going to be an urge to control the conditions, either yourself or someone else. And you can feel that. And as long as you don't take action on it, you're not adding fear into the situation. And then you can take a little time and you can calm down and you can think about it from the higher perspective and you can do your manifestation event forms. When you do those forms over and over and over and over and over again, they're so boring. They're so long. They take so much time. Your hands hurt. You should get this by now, but you can't get it by now. You just keep going back to these forms over and over and over and over and over again. And then you'll start to do it in your head and you will get back into alignment, back into feeling good so quickly that you build no momentum towards the unwanted, you start building momentum towards love. And then you get new experiences and new manifestation events and new triggers, but they become less intense and less intense and less intense, and you can clear them easily. You can process those limiting beliefs. And that process of processing your limiting beliefs adds value to the consciousness of all that is, to the collective consciousness. And you are actually processing limiting beliefs for the collective consciousness. This is the benefit that you offer as a being of love who is consciously aware of what you're doing and what you're feeling and why you're feeling the way you're feeling. This is the brilliant work that you're doing, not just for yourself, but for all that is.
That's really cool. Thank you.
Who's next?
I'm getting $4,700 a month. I retired from the Army. Right now I have been diagnosed with severe depression and insomnia. I'm not working. I haven't been working for a while now. How is this a problem for me, or is it?
Do you think it's a problem?
I don't think it's a problem. I think I'm starting to feel better and better. I take medication. I my sleep is kind of still so-so.
Why do you want your sleep to be different than it is?
A lot of times I wake up, I use a CPAP, and sometimes I forget to wear it. And I went out for Halloween Eve and I came in and I just didn't, for some reason, I didn't feel like wearing it, but I usually try to wear it, you know, pretty religiously. And I guess I'm just wondering, is this holding me back from experiences? Is it a problem for me? Because we had booked a call and
everything is working out perfectly. Everything's working out perfectly to help you come to a new awareness. So is this a problem for you?
I don't feel like it is.
Excellent. So it is not a problem for you. It is a condition that is helping you become more aware of when you do sleep, more aware of when you're not sleeping. When you're not sleeping, what are you thinking about? When you're laying there in bed and you're awake?
Sometimes I'm zombie-ish. Sometimes I'm just kind of here. Just kind of entertain myself.
Do you have any clear thoughts whatsoever when you wake up in the middle of the night? Have you ever had one clear thought?
I think I have many of them.
Many of them. And in those times of clarity, you can choose what to think about. You could choose to think about your past. You can choose to think about your future. You can choose to think about the day you had. You can choose to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. You can choose to think about your problems. You can choose to think about what you lack. Or you can choose to think about higher level ideas. Who am I? Why am I here? How did I manifest this reality? How did I choose to live, be born in this area, to be born to these parents, to have this childhood? How did I choose my talents and attributes? How did I choose those interests? What are they for? What are they for? Why am I here? And then you can receive thoughts. Then you can receive a little bit of communication from your inner self.
Right.
You could say, I am awake. I understand that now that I'm awake, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be here. And I'm going to think consciously as much as I can about these higher level ideas. Why would you be awakened in the middle of the night? Because you're not distracted. It's the only time you're not distracted. The rest of the time you're doing this, doing that, watching this, watching that, thinking about this, thinking about this. You're distracted, distracted, distracted. The only times you're not distracted, maybe you're in the shower, maybe you're meditating, or maybe it's in the middle of the night where you can't do anything else. You see? So practice being awake, being right, conscious, and choosing your train of thought.
Right.
Ask some questions, build a connection with your inner self, because this is why every single thing in your life has happened. Okay. To get you to wake up that there's a communication coming in and that communication will guide you. You have to start at one place. The one place is acceptance. Everything is right. I've created all these conditions. I created this fantastic flow of income that people would love to have. It's incredible. How wonderful. I've created this family dynamic that people would love to have. This family dynamic. How wonderful it is. I created this body. This body is perfect to do what I need to do. How wonderful that is. I created this interest in the laws of the universe and in the discovery of who I am. Do you know how few people have found that? It's amazing. You are way up here. You are so far advanced. And the next step is to communicate with your inner self, because your inner self has guidance for you. You did not come here by accident. None of this stuff was by accident. The way you think about everything, your talents, your attributes, your perspective is necessary. It's relevant. You don't have any rush. There's not nowhere you have to go. There's no great thing you have to achieve. The next step here is to be aware, when you're not distracted, that there's communication coming from within. So play around with that communication. Ask some questions. Hear the answers. Believe it or not believe it, it doesn't matter. Just think more conscious thoughts and choose the thoughts to think in those times you're not distracted, and you will see the reason for all of this. And when you see that reason, you'll say, uh-oh, I was diagnosed as depressed. That makes no sense. I'm the creator of this reality. That diagnosis may have put me along a path of trying to improve, and I found this and this and this and this and this, and maybe you found these teachings because of that path of self-improvement. But the reality is you choose the thoughts. You can choose to receive thoughts based in fear, and someone who is constantly doing that, maybe you could say that person is depressed, or maybe they're just in a train of thought that is building a momentum of more fear. And they haven't learned how to come to alignment and hook up to the stream of consciousness that's based in love. Because when you're connected to that stream of consciousness, it would be impossible to be upset, because it's all joyful thoughts, wonderful thoughts. If you finding yourself thinking about things that are, from your perspective, negative, well, that's just going to bring up fear. And in fear, you're going to receive more thoughts of fear and build a momentum towards more fear. If you can understand that that is not real, that those are just thoughts that have been thought for eons and eons by humans, but they're not real anymore. You don't have to worry about saber-toothed tigers. You don't have to worry about starvation. You don't have to worry about plagues. You don't have to worry about these things. Now you're in 2020. As bad as 2020 may seem to you, it's actually perfect. Everything is working out perfectly. From a limited perspective of any situation in anyone's life, you can always look towards the condition and say they're bad and wrong. But you could also look at every condition and say it's perfect as it is, because it's giving me the platform to go along and discover who I truly am, the platform of self-discovery. That's what this is. As long as you know that, as long as you know you're the creator of your reality, then you can choose your thoughts. And as you choose love-based thoughts, because you are a being of love, the creator, then you're aligned with who you truly are. But when you choose fear-based thoughts, because that's what society says, and that's what you've been diagnosed with, and that's your past, and these are all the things you went through, and this is how people treat you, well, you're just exploring who you're not. And that's okay. You'll get the benefit of that one way or the other. But now that you've asked this question, we know for sure that you're on a new path. That new path is to discover who you truly are. You can let go of that old path, that past, the path, the old version of you. You can let it go. It did its job. That version of Terrence did its job to bring you here right now. You don't have to worry about those experiences. You don't have to worry about that diagnosis. You don't have to worry about these things. You can be who you want to be. Now, the conditions that exist, your sleep, your medication, your CPAP, those are fine. Embrace those. Those are the conditions now. But accept all of it, and you'll be guided to new experiences and new explorations. And they may come with you, or they may not. It doesn't matter. You're not trying to change anything of what is. You're going to go towards new experiences based on who you are becoming. You are becoming one who identifies as the creator of his reality. And that's who you truly are. So it's not a race. It is a journey, and the journey is meant to be fun. As soon as you accept all aspects of this journey, it will be fun. You will have a good time. But if you still hold on to your limitations by saying, I should be different than I am, the conditions should be different than they are, and the people should treat me differently than they are, well, you're just arguing against a mirror. Look at the mirror. Enjoy what the mirror is showing you today, but know that that mirror will change as you evolve to who you truly are and let go of all that nonsense. Like, you are a limitless being. So every single one of your limitations, they exist, but they can be eased out of your reality. Not because you will feel better when they're gone, but because they're no longer necessary. You see, imagine that we showed you who you were. Well, the difference between how you feel now and how you would feel then would be so overwhelming that you couldn't handle it. It would be like sticking your finger in an electric socket, but that feeling being really, really intensely good. It would still feel like electrocution to you based on where you are now. You want to move slowly towards better feeling and better feeling and better feeling. If you move too quickly, you'll want to hold back on to the more tangible, deeper, thicker, gooier physical feelings. The denser, you want to hold on to the density. You're moving from density to lightness. You are all moving from the density of physical reality to the lightness of the non-physical. While here in physical reality on Earth, you're moving to a new experience, and that is the lightening of the body, the lightening of your belief system, the lightening of how you feel. All of this is lightening, enlightening. You're all moving towards more freedom, towards more abundance. No need to hang on to limitations and lack. You think that stuff is real. And you're saying, oh, I only make $4,700 a month, or yay, I make $4,700 a month. Well, that amount of money is laughable to you as the creator of your reality.
Right.
Because you created planets and galaxies and star systems. Who cares about a few bucks coming in here and there? But there's a journey here. So just be aware that there's a journey. And in that journey, your ego will want to hold you where you are. Because the ego says, don't do that. We don't know what that's going to lead to. That's a little dangerous. Stay where you are. Stay safe. It's safe here. Even though you're unhappy, at least you're alive. And you say, no, I'm going to push past my fear. I'm going to not listen to you, ego. And I'm going to call this friend or research this thing or invest in this or think about a new business or blah, 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 all the stuff you're inspired to do. I'm not going to listen to you, ego. I appreciate you trying to keep me safe, but I'm not happy here. I want to move towards my passions, my interests, my service. That's where I want to move. And when you do that, you'll feel lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter and better and better and better and better and better. And when you look back and say, oh, I was diagnosed as depressed, you'll say, no, I was focused in a way that was not empowering. It was limiting. That's all. I was not depressed. There's no chemical. It's actually just a train of thought. And I changed my train of thought from limiting to empowering. That was it.
Amazing. Amazing. So amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joshua.
Excellent. Who's next? Jump on in. We know there's a question out here.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm listening to what you've been saying, Joshua, and my question is the love that you talk about the same that the love that we hear in physical believe it is?
Well, you believe it's caused by something or someone outside of you. You say, oh, this person is really nice. I love that person. Oh, they love me. I feel love. Well, they're not actually doing anything. You're just perceiving them in a way that from your perspective aligns with who you are. You're seeing them as a wonderful being. And since your inner self is seeing them as a wonderful being, you're in agreement. And to the extent of that agreement is that feeling of love. So when you see a newborn baby and you say, oh, that baby is perfect, you feel love. Now, the baby isn't making you feel love. The baby is just laying there. You feel the love coming through you for the baby. So this is this human experience and the height of the love that you've ever felt in your life, the absolute height, the most love you've ever felt is just maybe a fraction of what the love from source is. Maybe it's a half of a millionth of a percent. But you couldn't stand 1% because it would be too much. But as you move a little more into this alignment, into seeing everything is good, seeing everything is right, accepting yourself, accepting all others, accepting the conditions, seeing is everything working for you, you move a little more. As you open your heart and say, they are not opposed to me. They are not separate than me. That they are good, they are right, they may behave in a way that triggers my limiting beliefs, and I wish they didn't do that, but of course they're going to do that. It's not up to them to be different than they are. It's up to me to process those limiting beliefs. As you process the limiting beliefs, you move to an elevated vibration, and you're receptive to more love. As you process limiting beliefs, you move to a elevated position, and you're receptive to more love. As you go along this journey, processing limiting beliefs, expanding through experiences, coming closer and closer to love, seeing yourself more truly who you are, accepting others, accepting the conditions, realizing nothing wrong is going on, that nothing wrong ever happened, realizing there is no imperfection, that you're not imperfect, the conditions are not imperfect, and the people are not imperfect, seeing this more, getting into alignment more, receiving inspiration, going along your journey more and more and more. You're opening your heart to more love, to more love. You're receiving inspiration. The inspiration is to move towards more love. However, there's fear there and you don't want to do it. You don't want to talk to that new person. You don't want to go for that new job. You don't want to buy that new house. You don't want to buy that new car. The ego is saying, don't move forward. Don't move forward. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. But you're being pulled forward. And that tension between the ego and the desire to move forward results in fear because you are not at that new place. You're not at that new place. You have to go through the fear to get to that new place. You can't get to the new place without going through the fear. This is why fear will always pop up whenever you're inspired to do anything. Yet, you don't even think of it as fear. You just don't do the thing you're inspired to do, and you come up with a good reason not to do it. Now's not the time. I don't have the money. Who knows about the economy? Let's wait till after the election. Let's wait till this person does this thing. Let's wait. Well, guess what? You wait long enough, and now that opportunity is gone. If you would just do what you're inspired to do, you would feel more confidence. This would open you up to more love. This would allow you to receive more inspiration, and this would allow you to push past more fear, to do more things, to do have more experiences, to go on this easy and effortlessly and loving journey of self-discovery. But what you do is you say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That's bad. That's wrong. That's like, and then you have manifestation event after manifestation event after manifestation event trying to get you on that journey, on that path, trying to do that. So you're either fighting against the inevitable journey to discover who you are, or you're going along with that journey, but still not acting on inspiration, or you're going along that journey and acting on lots of inspiration, pushing past lots of fear. Eventually, you're going to end up at a place where you see yourself as the creator of reality. You understand what this dream was all about. You realize it's not about you. You give up needing anything for you. You start living more and more for something higher, bigger, bolder, other than you. And then you start to feel more love. Because if you're the creator of your reality, if you're the source of your reality, then what you are is simply love. That's who you are. You are love. Anything else is fear. You are not fear. The fear is a lie. You are love. And when you come to that realization that you're love, then there's only one thing to do, and that's flow love, which will be different than anything else you've ever felt. Feels like confidence, feels like exhilaration, feels like sure-footedness, feels like security, feels like you're on top of the world. But no ego is involved because you've left the ego behind. You're not proving that you're special. You are just being a being of love, allowing source to guide you in this human form towards the most elegant and effective manifestations of that love energy. So what is it about you that's unique? Well, that's how source will flow through you. Are you a speaker? Are you a writer? Are you a singer? Are you an actor? Are you a compassionate one? Are you a healer? Whatever it is, whatever you went through will be the thing that will be how you express your love. And as you express your love, the pipes get bigger and the love flows more. And it's always, always flowing out from you, never back to you from yourself. That comes from the universe. So imagine you're holding a big old hose. You're like a fireman and you're showering love on all that is around you. There's no need to put the hose on you. You're showering the love around you. And in that, you create the fire truck and you create the other firemen to help you. And you create the source of the love flowing through it. You create all the conditions that allow you to expand that flow of love. And the feeling that you get as you flow the love is the recognition that you're living as you intended to live in physical reality. And so it is this cycle of love throwing through you, clarity, abundance, freedom, joy, exhilaration, compassion, ease, calm, confidence, flow of love from you to all that is. And with that, we are complete.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.